Battle for Donbas, Zelensky says Russians have actually destroyed Bakhmut. By Breitbart London on December 10, 2022. Kyiv, Ukraine, AP, Russian forces have destroyed the eastern Ukrainian city of Bakhmut. President Volodymyr Zelensky said, while Ukraine's military on Saturday reported missile, rocket and airstrikes in multiple parts of the country that Moscow is trying to conquer after months of resistance. The latest battles of Russia's 9.5-month war in Ukraine have centered on four provinces that Russian President Vladimir Putin triumphantly and illegally claimed to have annexed in late September. The fighting indicates Russia's struggle to establish control of those regions and Ukraine's persistence to reclaim them. Zelensky said the situation remains very difficult in several frontline cities in eastern Ukraine's Donetsk and Luhansk provinces. Together, the provinces make up the Donbas, an expansive industrial region bordering Russia that Putin identified as a focus from the war's outset and where Moscow-backed separatists have fought since 2014. Bakhmut, Soledar, Mariinka, Kremina. For a long time, there is no living place left on the land of these areas that have not been damaged by shells and fire, Zelensky said in his nightly video address, naming cities that have again found themselves in the crosshairs. The occupiers actually destroyed Bakhmut, another Donbas city that the Russian army turned into burnt ruins. Zelensky didn't specify what he meant by destroyed, and some buildings remain standing and residents still mill about in city streets. The Ukrainian military general staff reported missile attacks, about 20 airstrikes and more than 60 rocket attacks across Ukraine between Friday and Saturday. Spokesperson Oleksandr Shtubun said the most active fighting was in the Bakhmut district, where more than 20 populated places came under fire. He said Ukrainian forces repelled Russian attacks in Donetsk and neighboring Luhansk. Russia's grinding eastern offensive succeeded in capturing almost all of Luhansk during the summer. Donetsk eluded the same fate, and the Russian military in recent weeks has poured manpower and resources around Bakhmut in an attempt to encircle the city, analysts and Ukrainian officials have said. After Ukrainian forces recaptured the southern city of Kherson nearly a month ago, the battle heated up around Bakhmut, demonstrating Putin's desire for visible gains following weeks of clear setbacks in Ukraine. Taking Bakhmut would rupture Ukraine's supply lines and open a route for Russian forces to press on toward Kramatorsk and Slavyansk, key Ukrainian strongholds in Donetsk. Russia has battered Bakhmut with rockets for more than half of the year. A ground assault accelerated after its troops forced the Ukrainians to withdraw from Luhansk in July. But some analysts have questioned Russia's strategic logic in the relentless pursuit to take Bakhmut and surrounding areas that also came under intense shelling in the past weeks, and where Ukrainian officials reported that some residents were living in damp basements. The costs associated with 6 months of brutal, grinding, and attrition-based combat around #Bakhmut far outweigh any operational advantage that the #Russians can obtain from taking Bakhmut, the Institute for the Study of War, a think tank in Washington, posted on its Twitter feed on Thursday. On Friday, Putin lashed out at recent comments by former German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who said a 2015 peace deal for eastern Ukraine negotiated by France and Germany had bought time for Ukraine to prepare for war with Russia this year. That deal was aimed to cool tensions after pro-Russia separatists seized territory in the Donbas a year earlier, sparking a war with Ukrainian forces that ballooned into a war with Russia itself after the February 24 full-scale invasion. Ukraine's military on Saturday also reported strikes in other provinces, Kharkiv and Sumy in the northeast, central Ukraine's Dnipropetrovsk, Zaporizhia in the southeast and Kherson in the south. The latter two, along with Donetsk and Luhansk, are the four regions Putin claims are now Russian territory. In Odessa, a key Black Sea port city to the west, drone attacks overnight left much of its region without electricity, local government head Maxim Marchenko said. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.